You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful now, over the moon. Just so delighted for her. It's absolutely wonderful. And we can see like that she built up a campaign from a grassroots campaign and people came in behind her, political parties came in behind her, and people that had never canvassed before have come in behind her. And it just shows the calibre of the candidate that she is, that she got this landslide vote. Mm.
Were you surprised at the extent of her victory in the Sligo Leitrim constituency?
No, I would expect. I knew that from knocking on doors, that she could see that there was huge momentum behind her. And I suppose she's family members here and her brother-in-law, Declan Bree, here, that she has a lot of support. And, you know, and it's wonderful. You'll be very proud of Sligo and Sligo and Leitrim, the whole area that we've come so far behind, so much behind her.
What was it about Catherine Connolly that attracted so many people to vote for, do you think?
Well, I think it's her level of integrity, and I think her honesty. Like, for me, her honesty is a big thing, that she's not willing to just go along with the status quo, that she was willing to, you know, to have different arguments. She's knowledgeable. I think she gives things a lot of thought. She just doesn't jump into things, you know, and she's a very proven track record of standing up for people that need to be represented, you know, and I think that's what Irish people want. It's very clear Irish people want that. You know?
There's a lot of left-leaning politicians and their supporters leaving here with a bounce in their step, and we're still in the morning time. I mean, does this mean anything, you think, for future elections in this country, in the future of how people may vote?
I think so. I think this is the first step, Niall, to be honest. And like, even for us, you know, like, we all were very working together in this campaign, which wouldn't have been seen since, we'd say, things like Repeal. And it's very significant. There was a lot of, I suppose, there's a lot of history between different parties, particularly here in Sligo, there is. And there's a lot of momentum part of that, and it takes a lot of, it will take a bit of nurturing. But even here, you can see that there's a lot of, people want this. We can see that the electorate, people want it. So we, as politicians, now we've a responsibility to make sure that, I mean, there is obviously differences between political parties. And I suppose I've always been very strong saying I want to see left unity, because we have to offer a clear alternative. This is the first time that there is a very clear alternative between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and I suppose civil war politics, to a new way of working.